Perfect.
Oh, that can be our new. We can use that as a pre-recorded. Oh wait, shit! I gotta move this thing.
I'm a good. We're good. We're good at our jobs.
We're good. We're good. Wow. Mike Watch. Welcome to
PayPal.
Say
PayPal.
People say people.
People, no, like I was doing an echo.
People.
Say.
Say.
People.
Words.
Words.
People.
People.
Say.
Words. Dank.
Screw you. Welcome to People Say Words. This week on People Say Words.
We're cheating.
Andrew is very tired.
And so we're gonna do
one
of our world famous isodes.
It's an isode, everybody. I'm gonna fall asleep so fast after this podcast.
That's okay. I have shots of adrenaline. Did we write them in here? Oh yeah, we did. There we go.
Hey.
God, it's gonna be funny if we get like Stranger Things and it's like, do you remember the time where?
I actually rewatched Stranger Things.
Oh, really? I didn't. I know. I'm
ready for this?
Oh, are we just going right for
no,
it?
No, we gotta talk first.
We have to do a thing.
Hey, what's the date today, Lane?
The date today is Splambliary Plambliary.
2029.
2070 bills.
Please.
It's May 21st, 2017.
Is it the 21st?
It's the 21st.
Shit.
You're almost there. You're almost there to freedom.
One more month and a half.
Well, no, but don't you get some days off in June?
Yeah.
Or some half days in June?
Half days.
Can we please play a game of Warhammer?
Can we play some Warhammer before you leave me forever?
I haven't played Warhammer in so long.
Yeah, man, we'll get our Warhammer on.
I want to get some 7th edition.
We'll play some 7.5.
I bought, like, $120 worth of books this year. I want to be able to get those books.
Because come July, they're all going to be useless.
They're all useless.
Aren't you so glad? You just see if you can try and return them.
No, they were offering, if I kept my receipts, I'd be able to get store credit.
Oh, really?
Games,
but you didn't.
Games, I didn't. I don't keep receipts.
Ah.
Games Workshop said that if you bought books, any books within, I think it was February, between February and May.
It's a very good sign. That means they're all going to become obsolete come 8th edition.
No, then. They've straight up said. They've straight up said the books.
Yeah.
Because they're getting rid of formations. One of the things they're getting rid of is formations.
Good thing I
never bought any books.
Yeah. The one thing that really upsets me about the 8th edition, though, nothing about 8th edition,
what?
Is the fact that during 7th edition, I finally buckled down and learned how to play without a rule book in my hand all the time.
Oh, yeah. Now
like, I finally was like,
all over
I like figured out how the charts and remembered everything.
But they've gotten rid of so much faff.
Yeah.
Now all you'll really need to know is what your orcs do.
I know. I just felt so proud of myself. I felt like an adult.
Now, it's good. Like,
and remembered that rolling on a 5 on your bliss skill.
But now that chart's gone.
Yeah,
now it just says, though. It just says Orc Boys, ballistic skill 5+.
It's gonna confuse me. I'm gonna think I hit on a 2 now.
Because you're ballistic skill 5.
Yeah, ballistic skill 5. I hit on a 2.
My Orc Boys.
I remember we're gonna be sitting there. I'm like, Lane, I fucking hit on a 2.
I've consulted the chart.
I looked at the book, and the chart says 2+.
I love how one of these is Canadian specific.
I don't know.
Were we
You're not supposed to read them.
Were we drunk when we were looking at this? Or when we were reading it? Where did my dice go?
I'm holding it.
Oh, okay, good.
Hostage.
It's hiding.
How was your day?
My day was... I was just moving on. I was
melancholy.
Today made me feel melancholy.
I felt like a robot today. I felt like a fucking robot. Melancholy, did you wake up? What time did you get up?
I woke up at 6 to the sounds of our screaming down the street neighbor. I don't even know what was going on.
I can't remember what he said now.
He was just screaming fuck you or something.
Yeah, he was like, fuck.
Yeah, he was pissed. He was angry.
I was like, I was almost ready to get up because I thought it was going to be like a fight was going to start. I was like, I want to watch this. Marple, you're good for something. UFC in the alley.
Popcorn. Get the popcorn.
Did you hear, guy, you know, Starbucks downstairs the other night?
No.
He was in the alley. I guess he was smoking. I didn't even notice.
Right.
And then all of a sudden I heard this, like, truck come down the alley.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, and he was like, hey, fuck you.
No, that was two nights ago.
Yeah, I don't, time is weird. Wibbly wobbly right
now. Yeah, that was weird.
And it was like, I guess the truck almost hit him or something.
Weird. I heard the zooming off, though.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's going on?
It's cray cray here in the hood.
In the hood.
In the hood.
It's good in the hood. My day was good. Andrew's day was good. Today is February.
The 29th.
The 29th. The 37th.
Of forever.
Of last year. And we're going to start by rolling off our chance dodecahedron.
Chance! Da, 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 da,
da. Oh, and you fucked it.
You got...
a six.
A save.
Because the dot...
It's the same thing we got last time.
Okay, today's episode is famous Muppet frogs. So I guess we're re-rolling.
You want to talk about Muppet frogs?
No, well, there's all... because that's... don't you remember that from... it's from Celebrity.
See, you pick
Joke.
One. I already picked one. Okay. You get your own. I already got my own Muppet frog. What's your Muppet frog?
Kermit's nephew.
Oh, right.
Kermit has a nephew.
We call him Kermie.
I forget what his name is.
Hermie.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm gonna roll.
Okay, roll.
14.
Cryptozoology.
Oh, great.
All right.
I can contribute so much to this.
You can. You know a little bit about Bigfoot.
Once you tell me something,
we're gonna talk about the Psych Squad.
The Psych Squad.
But we can't. I shouldn't.
You reference another podcast.
Don't Google Psych Squad.
What are we good at in life? We're good at referencing other things.
Yeah, that's what.
What is that good for? Not podcast material.
It's good for in
friendship.
Jokes. It's good for people who are really lame and don't like. Get
can't
out
make
a lot.
Conversation.
Well, yeah, no, but you make a joke and they laugh and you're like, wow, like, you really shouldn't have laughed at that. That was really low-hanging fruit, bud. Okay, so, Andrew, would you like to define what cryptozoology is?
Yeah, let me just Google
no, no, no,
it.
No, no, okay. No, no, no.
Cryptozoology is when you go to a zoo at nighttime and you look at the animals instead of looking at them in the daytime.
No.
So you're like in the crypt. Or sometimes it's also dead animals. You go to like...
The crypt. You go
yeah,
to the crypt.
Go to the graveyard.
And you study dead animals.
And you study dead animals.
Also, it's the study of animal pet cemetery.
Yeah.
Cryptozoology.
I'm 98% sure that is the correct answer we're looking for.
Yeah, so we're talking about Pet Cemetery today.
Yeah, what a terrible movie.
I thought it was good.
Yeah,
for the times.
No. For the times. It came out like when we were like 5 or something.
Yeah, the 8 and... wait. I don't want to have to Google it. Wasn't it the 80s? I thought it was more the 80s. Like,
yeah.
Late
80s. It came out before we were born.
Late 80s?
It was a terrible movie.
80s horror movies had a certain magic to them.
Yeah, a certain magic of blood.
Lots of
hey,
blood.
How do we make it scary? We'll pour more
we'll
blood
put,
on
we'll
it.
Put lots and lots of
speaking
blood.
Speaking of Stephen King, man, when does It come out?
I don't know. I want to see It.
I'm so looking forward to
oh,
It.
Oh, shit. The Dark Crystal. Oh, I can see all of the...
oh, Dark Crystal number 2.
Dark Crystal's coming out with a new thing.
Yeah, yeah. It was being produced by Netflix?
Yeah, it's I think it's Netflix, and I think it's still made by Jim Henson. Hold on. I've got to go... I have to go. There's like a crack, and it keeps blinding me.
Lane's sitting in the perfect way that the window is blinding him.
Like, just like, I'm getting stabbed in the eye with light.
Okay, so yeah, much so black, dark crystal.
Dark crystal.
Can't call it black crystal.
It's African American crystal.
Colored crystal.
Colored, pigmently challenged crystal. You shitlord.
Dark Crystal number
Dark
2.
Crystal.
And they're filming it in the same way, I think, is what I was
yeah,
reading.
Yeah, puppets.
Yeah, they're going to do it all by puppeteering, which
that's
is great.
That's good.
Because puppeteering nowadays is actually way bigger than it used to be back then, so, like...
wait, what?
Triple. Puppeteers? There's, like, triple amount of puppeteers.
Oh,
in
okay.
The arts industry now.
But the reliance on puppets back then was pretty high.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
in, like, when did...
because you couldn't do as much.
When did
but
Jurassic
they're
Park
now,
come out?
Is what I'm saying.
When was Jurassic Park?
I don't know. Google it.
Okay,
what am I, a machine?
Because there were most, like, Star Wars, Jurassic Park.
Came out in the mid-90s, didn't it?
Those were all puppets. Everything was puppets.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park was kind of the first little foray into CG.
Yeah.
But not all of it was, most of it was still puppets.
Have you gone back and watched the first Jurassic Park?
It doesn't, it like, you can definitely see
you
it's
already
a,
know what
it's
I'm
going to
ask.
It's aged. It's definitely aged. I'd say it aged well, but it's definitely at that point where you can totally see,
like a
wow.
Fine wine with a bit of a bitter taste at the end.
Most wine has bitter tastes.
But, like, a really bitter taste.
It's like a fine wine with a shot of Drano at the bottom. And you're drinking and you're like, oh, this is nice.
Oh, nostalgia.
And then you're like, oh.
And then you die because you watch Jurassic Park.
Okay, Jurassic Park. Dark Crystal. No, but there was a time sometime after Jurassic Park where CG got really big.
There was a step when it got really big and really, well, they made a bunch of movies that were really shitty with CG.
Because it was the first times they were using, like the first, the Star Wars prequels are a good example.
And it happened in the arts industry all the time where people were like, oh, they came up with this new thing in the arts industry. Let's use it all the time.
Remember when everything was good at it. Remember when everything was a 3D movie?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Gross. Like,
I'm glad like, that
they're going to make it 3D. It's going to look like garbage.
Dank. But now puppets are making a comeback.
Yeah.
Like in the new Star Wars.
Yeah.
And Jim Henson's The Dark Crystal too, Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah. Dark Crystal puppets are awesome.
But cryptozoology.
Dead animals.
Is the study of fake animals.
That you want to eat after
they're dead.
No,
it's fake animals. Or fictional animals.
Well, we shouldn't be talking about fake things, Lane.
Well,
this is a podcast about facts.
I don't think that is even
close. Are you saying that my definition of cryptozoology is wrong?
Yes.
Do we need to talk about this off air?
Let's just like 3 hours later. All right.
Unpause.
Cryptozoology is about dead animals.
Say what I told you to say.
That would be fucked up. Episode 27, Andrew goes off the deep end.
Andrew's worked a little too much.
Okay, but cryptozoology is about the study of Bigfoot and aliens and shit.
Okay, define it better than that.
It's the study of...
Is it mythological creatures, or is it...
Cryptids. It's the study of cryptids.
Right.
And cryptids...
And what are cryptids?
Cryptids are...
Not specifically what is a cryptid. What are cryptids?
Oh, an example of...
Not an example. I want to know what cryptids are.
They're not mythological creatures. They're creatures that we can't really say are real yet.
Right. So they're creatures that we've created that aren't mythological.
Well, not that we've created, because
that we've created...
some people say that they're real.
Right.
But we don't have evidence.
Creatures that we think might be real, but we don't have evidence that are real.
Yes.
So, like, a dragon is not a crypto animal.
I don't think right now. But Ogopogo is.
Right, Ogopogo, Bigfoot,
Nessie.
Nessie.
Sasquatch.
Sasquatch. El Chupacabra.
Chupanibre. El Grande
Chupacabra is the bigger one. The Chupanibre is all about the knees. He's got really big knees.
And El Chupa Grande it's a secret menu item you can get at Taco Bell.
And it's made from the meat.
It's made
of El Chupacabra.
Well, it's made out of goat blood, because that's what the chupacabra eats. And if you get, well, yeah, because I think chupacabra translates to goat sucker.
Oh yeah, it does. Yeah. I learned that from Futurama. Yeah, thanks Futurama.
Thanks Futurama. Skunk ape, skunk. Jersey devil.
It's a Jersey devil.
The Jersey devil, I think, is a big ass bird demon or owl. Oh. Owlman, Mothman, there's a lot of them. It's really cool.
What other water ones are there? There's more water ones, aren't there? Like, mermaids aren't.
I don't think so.
Mermaids,
not mermaids.
They're still mythological.
Like, I think what it is a mythological creature is, like, it has a story where there, like, there wasn't any story of the Sasquatch.
No.
I wonder where that originated from.
Probably from the study of the man coming from monkeys, and people were like, there must be something in between the monkey and the human.
The missing link. The missing link.
It's the missing link.
And it's like, there are lots of missing links.
I think the Ogopogo is the missing link.
Between man, and lizard, and man.
There was a time when we all went waterborne. Yeah, so that's Lane's false interpretation of cryptozoology.
Yeah, that's what I'm just making up.
So I guess we'll just talk about that for the next hour.
Do you believe in do you believe in Sasquatch?
No.
No?
I don't believe in Sasquatch or Bigfoot.
I think there's been too much... Sasquatch and Bigfoot are the same thing.
That's the way I said it. I didn't say Sasquatch and Ogopogo if I thought they were the same thing. Ogo Sasquatch. Ogo Squatch.
Pogo Squatch.
They had a baby.
That's a Pogo Squatch.
It's a furry water mammal. It's a platypus squatch.
But then you look at something like a platypus and it's like, that's a real thing.
Sadly.
Like, if you had never seen a platypus, never heard of a platypus, and someone was like, oh, we have this animal that has a duck bill and a poison barb and it lays eggs and it has fur.
And it can live on land or in water.
And you'd be like, you would hurt them.
You'd be like, what the fuck, shit out.
You would be so mad at this lie.
You'd be like, you're lying to me. And they'd be like, no, it's real. And then you'd kill them. And then you'd realize they were harvesting.
They were wearing a platypus t-shirt.
Attire.
They were like a platypus breeder, and you just killed them.
Yeah.
What about a drop bear? Have you heard of a drop bear?
Is there a bear that drops people instead of eating them?
No, it drops from trees and eats them in Australia. Deadly.
What?
It's like...
Is there enough trees in Australia?
Yeah, there are several trees in Australia, and they're all...
say several.
And inside each tree are hundreds of drop bears.
Are they really small?
No, they're huge.
They're big bears.
They're the same... It's like a brown bear that hides in a tree.
It jumps down like Spider-Man.
No, just like a bear would.
I don't exactly see a lot of bears jumping around.
Yeah, well, that's why it's a cryptozoological creature.
Okay, that one's real false. Like, Bigfoot and Sasquatch, you know, maybe.
You imagine, like, I wonder what would happen, like, what the world's reaction would be if a real Bigfoot body was discovered.
Well, I would probably be like, let's dissect it, and they'd be like, yep. It's not from the... Whoa, bud. Almost poured beer everywhere.
Oh, but... Yeah, I guess...
Slow down, you're accurate. And the addiction is just right.
I don't know why I would finish that meme.
Boop-a-doo.
What's interesting, I kind of just thought of this.
Okay.
In the last, like, maybe 5 years,
yeah.
There was that, like, maybe, like, 5 years ago, there was that big, like, oh, we found the Sasquatch body, remember?
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
But there's been almost there's been really nothing for the last 5 years in the regards of Ogo, like, any kind of cryptozoological creature.
There's been no
Because nowadays, everyone's got a camera.
This thing. Nowadays, everyone has a camera. So many people live in the sticks. Like, there's tons of people that live out in the middle of buttfuck nowhere. And the fact that we have satellites, it's just like...
Like, realistically, something like that couldn't get away. Like,
no, there's no way. You know, like, the only animals we really haven't discovered now are the ones that are below water.
Now, they're still discovering animals in, like, the Amazon.
Yeah, but that's, like, you know...
Very low population. It's not like they're discovering a giant man monkey in the Amazon.
Yeah, I don't think a creature that's bigger than a human is gonna, like, sneak by in the Amazon. Unless they live underground or underwater. Like, oh, look, we found a new insect. Yeah, okay. Or, yeah, we found this new snake. Okay, there's trillions of snakes in the Amazon.
There are literally trillions of snakes.
Literally. Trillions.
Count,
look it up.
I counted them. There's at least 7 trillion.
At least. Minimum. Minimum. Probably more like 9, but we're going to say 7 because we know that's the minimum. We're safe. So 7 trillion snake-aronies.
Here's a question for you. So this isn't, it's not about snakes, but maybe it's about trillions. Tomorrow morning, every single insect on the planet gains the intelligence of, let's say, a relatively smart human, like a college-level human. And now wants to take over the world. And all of the insects are in league with each other.
Mm.
Who wins?
The insects.
Dank.
There's so many more insects than humans.
Yeah, but we have tanks and shit.
Yo, well, that's going to be real useful against
and
bugs.
And we have flam and werfers.
I mean, the only way we could battle insects was, like, yeah, flamethrowers and werf- a fuck ton of radar.
They werf flammin'.
I would burn them so much.
Could you imagine, like, all of the ants are, like, just, like, pouring into the house in, like, waves?
They're just, if they were that smart, they'd be able to work together, right?
I mean,
ants, for example, already work together, so...
And now they can work together at a college level.
The only way we would be able to beat them is if we could turn them against themselves. Right? Like, we
or
could turn the ants against the grasshoppers.
Introduce them to Starbucks!
Oh, yes!
Like, get them...
Starbucks!
Starbucks. We can't say Starbucks.
Let's put Starbucks over top of it.
Let's do a Starbucks.
Starbucks.
Do another one.
Starbucks.
Now do a one like you're disgusted.
Starbucks.
Okay, perfect. Do a louder, disgusted one.
Starbucks!
But quieter this time?
Starbucks.
No, between the quiet one.
Oh, okay.
Like, just less loud. Wait, don't peek.
Starbucks!
Perfect. That's actually perfect. Okay. Oh, God.
Should I say it again so you have to find it twice?
No. I'll just flip through. That's fine.
Yeah, so we should introduce them.
Starbucks!
To Starbucks and Starbucks. You fill in the blanks.
There's so many.
I need to turn a light on. I'm getting drowsy in here. You getting drowsy?
A little bit. There we go. So relaxing. It is. I feel so melancholy.
I feel so melancholy.
Melancholy. Yeah, the bugs would win, no problem. Are you kidding me?
Now, what about this? What if each species of bug is now deleted and replaced with one Sasquatch? And the Sasquatches have the intelligence of the smartest person in the planet and can all communicate telepathically. Who wins?
We're still super dead. For starters.
But it's not. It's not.
The amount of bugs there are on
species.
The planet?
Species.
Oh, for every species there's a Sasquatch.
Yeah, for every species.
So there'll only be like a couple thousand.
Maybe a million. Like there's like a million. Or maybe 2 million. Let's say 2 million Sasquatches.
Okay. So we're just changing the question. There are now 2 million Sasquatches on Earth.
Super intelligent.
And for some reason, there's no bugs anymore.
Yes.
And there's 2 million super intelligent Sasquatches.
And they all could telepathically communicate.
In that case, then.
And they want to take over the planet.
I summon Ogopogo, which is a natural predator of the Sasquatch, and I demand them to eat the Sasquatches.
Which is why there are so few Sasquatches in, like, the Okanagan Valley.
Yeah. Because they avoid it. Because they know that the Ogopogo is going to eat them.
They know that shit. Yeah. That shit's dangerous.
They don't want to go there. Obviously. Fucking cryptozoology. So, yeah. That's my answer.
But, like, actually, 2 million...
I already told you my actual answer.
Oh, okay.
What's your actual answer?
I think 2 million, if they... No, 2 million, no.
There's a chance, you know, they wouldn't be able if they overthrew the right, like...
No, but the problem is, even if they, like, are, like, hyper-intelligent, they would have to be so surgical. Because as soon as they were found out, people would start hunting them.
Well, yeah, as soon as they're discovered, it's going to be like, kill, kill, kill. But the thing is that they can work together. The thing is, they learn how to work together, then it's going to be telepathic.
Have you ever heard of the SCP Foundation?
SPCA?
Yeah. SCP.
Oh, is it like...
Secure, Contain...
Like protecting animals without animals?
No, it's the Secure, Contain, Protect Foundation. It's a fictional series of little short stories on the internet. they're like horror short stories.
Right.
But what's interesting about it is that it's all kind of open source, so anyone can make one. But they're all made in the same format as it's this website that is like a secret government organization that is made to contain these weird things.
Stories that aren't supposed to be shared.
Well, not stories, like it's actual documents, like, right. You know, object 137 is a blah blah blah, looks like this. This is what it does. These are the containment protocols. And one of the stories, I think it's 1,000. It's like SCP-1000 is Bigfoot, and it's like they call it like a hyper danger. It's like it's called a Keter level dangers, which is like the highest level that's like world threatening. It'll like destroy the planet potentially. And the first part of the document is talking to them like the image of Bigfoot is like toxic basically, and has a certain amount of chance of like infecting someone and then killing them. And then it goes on to a next part, which is like, a, like, you need security class severance numbers, Delta Quadrant, blah, blah, blah. And it turns out that the Bigfoot are a species that we basically killed off and made into a, almost extinct, but they're still existing. And apparently they have, like, in this little short story, they have full control, where we have mechanical control, they have biological control. So they have machines that are biological.
That's interesting.
And part of it, part of, kind of like the very last part of the story is like that we've only received one message, and it's like, we want back in, we forgive you, just let us in. And it's like,
oh my gosh.
But there's some really creepy.
Spend a lot of time on the internet, don't you?
Yeah. No, go reads, like, they're really easy reads. Cause,
like, you're talking like Sasquatch's biological.
Well, it's like the species of Sasquatch were like these masters of making, you know, plant helicopters and plant skies, like everything was and that's why there's no ruins of them, right?
Because they're all part of. But then here's another question: why have we even found any bones or fossils of them?
Because it's a fucking short.
Because the bones are biodegradable.
No, because the SCP Foundation went and got all the bones.
Oh.
The SCP, like, that's the other thing about the SCP Foundation is they're like ridiculously well equipped and funded, like enough that they can make.
This is just a big open source thing on the internet.
Yeah, you should go check it out. There's like one where it's like a stuffed bear, and it starts off at a very low level, and then they upgrade it to a high level because it starts like killing people and and stitching their tongues together to make other bears. What? Yeah, like,
this is messed up.
There are some really, really fucked up stories.
Man, the internet's a dark place.
I recommend it.
Remember when the internet was a nice place?
It was never a nice place. I don't think it was.
It was before YouTube existed.
Mm-mm.
YouTube was the gift to YouTube, the trolls.
YouTube money. Andrew Fry,
you too.
Okay. Should we take a break?
I guess so. Yeah.
It's like 27 minutes in.
I'm almost done my beer.
This is gonna be so nonsensical.
It's gonna be great. No one's gonna understand what the hell's going on. You can start this podcast at any point in the episode, and you won't be lost.
Well, you will be. But,
you will be. But if you start from the beginning, you'll be lost.
You'll be no more lost than if you had started at the start.
Yeah, it's all the same. It's all the same shit.
It's just a big basket. It's a big old train of thought.
Good old.
All right, we're going to put it on pause, and then we'll come back with a word from our sponsors.
Okay,
where's my
mouse?
Don't
hit the exit.
Today's episode is brought to you by
the Bigfoot cereal.
No, the SCP Foundation. Secure, contain, protect.
Oh, their check hasn't come in yet.
There hasn't. They got a lot of fucking money. Like, you know, imagine like 3,000 of those things, and they've got the facilities for all of them.
It's amazing.
Yeah, go check out the SCP Foundation. They're pretty cool.
We'll post on our Facebook.
No, that's good. That's smart. We'll post the one to the Bigfoot.
The Bigfoot. We'll post Bigfoot to our Facebook.
That's a good one.
Page.
Yeah.
Yeah. So cryptozoology, it's still a thing.
I don't know if it's actually still a thing these days.
I don't know.
I feel like nowadays it's kind of with the amount of
people believe it less because of what's going on. Like.
Well, nowadays, like, I feel like 10 years ago, there were a lot of shows dedicated to, like, do you remember that? It was like Mythbusters, but it was the science fiction, and it was with the guy. There was the brown kid.
Weird guy.
And the, like, probably Iranian girl, but she had pale skin, and the white scientist that looked like a discount Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah,
do you remember that? Does anyone else remember that? He was a discount Weird Al Yankovic. Do you remember that?
I do, yeah. It was weird.
It was a good show, but, like, every single episode they started off, like, oh, is this weird thing real? And then
mystery song would come on.
And then by the end of the episode, it would be like, no, this thing isn't real. And it's like, I went down to Arizona to see if the skunk ape was real. Turns out it's not.
And that's how every episode ended, though.
Every episode.
It's like, turns out it's just cryptozoology.
But at the same time, that's kind of a good... Because it was a kid's show, right? So it's kind of good to show the process of, you know, don't believe everything
being
you see.
Here, yeah.
Nowadays, with all this fake news going on.
Apparently, President of America is Trump, but I don't
God think Emperor. Weird. No, it's God Emperor.
God
Trump.
Emperor Trump. Three men and a man child. good. What other cryptozoology animals?
Ogopogo. Ogopogo is good in Canada.
Too generic. What else is there? It's Bigfoot. It's Ogopogo. There's
Chupacabra. Chupa thingy.
Isn't the Chupacabra just like the Mexican Bigfoot?
No, Chupacabra is totally different from Bigfoot.
Isn't it? I thought
it's
it was
a goat vampire. It drinks the gut of the blood of goats.
What does it look like?
Like a Tasmanian devil, I would say.
Small?
Yeah. Like it. We're gonna Google a picture of Chupacabra.
Chupacabra me.
Chupacabra real. Okay, maybe more like a jackal, I guess.
Yeah.
Like a weird jackal.
It's like a giant rat jackal.
A rat jackal?
Oh, that is disgusting.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty spooky.
That's pretty messed up.
That's pretty cool.
So, the Chupacabra is a giant rat jackal.
It's a rat jackal.
That
drinks the blood of goats. Most likely it's coyotes.
Why goats?
Because that, like, in Mexico...
Is that why coyotes hunt?
No, in Mexico, it's like, they're the goat farmers, goats were getting killed, and they're like, oh, it's El Chupacabra!
Oh, Chupacabra, man!
Tequila!
Yeah.
We got to get the Chupacabra, man.
We got to get it. We got to hunt it down.
And they don't realize that there's just fucking jackals. They don't know what a jackal is.
Jackal. No. So there's Chupacabra in Mexico. We got the Ogopogo in Canada. We also got Bigfoot all over the world. We got... Are we defining cryptozoology?
No, I'm just... Thunderbird! Thunderbird! That's a big bird. Look at that, mermaids.
Oh, maybe it is.
I guess maybe it's fucking whoever, like, whatever it want. A Dob Baharchu.
That was pretty cool.
The cockatrice of the Renwick Church.
Oh, is that like, Azuzu?
No, a cockatrice.
Azuzu!
No, dude, a cockatrice is like a fucking, it's like a dank-ass D&D petrification bird.
It's like a bird that's been petrified?
No, it turns you to stone.
Oh!
It's like a chicken. The Owl Man, the Beast of Exmoor.
So it's like a lion cat.
Kraken, Moleke, Mbele, Mbebe.
Swamp ape.
Yeah, that's the skunk ape. Yeah.
Okay, it's a Flatwoods monster.
I've never heard of the Flatwoods monster. Oh, Bunyip. Huh. Interesting.
Look up the Flatwoods monster.
The Flatwoods monster. We're just gonna review.
Some cryptozoology creatures.
I've never heard of the Flatwoods monster. This makes me uncomfortable.
This is a very...
Does that make you as uncomfortable as it makes me feel?
That's really creepy.
Oh my goodness, that thing is terrifying.
Oh god.
That's my reaction.
Okay, so it's like,
Jesus!
It just looks like a
that
creature
looks cool.
In a black dress, standing up, two legs, but it's got really big eyes and creepy, crawly stick arms.
Oh, God, that's like...
Oh, that is a frightening creature. What does it eat?
Well, let's go to its Wikipedia article.
Various creatures trying to exist, most describe it as being at least 7 feet tall. Ooh,
it's big.
Black body, dark, glowing face. Creature's head is... elongated shape with sideways diamond and has non-human eyes, obviously. Oh.
Sickness. It gives you a sickness. I don't know. They probably eat people. Wow, that's pretty cool. I remember the Jersey Devil's pretty cool.
Yeah, that one says me.
It's like a big-ass bird or something, I think. Or a demon, I guess.
Antlers.
It's your basic demon. It's like, oh, look, I'm a demon. Hey, check me out.
Now, if we had to pin two cryptozoology creatures against each other.
Oh, in our chamber.
In our chamber. So if we took, like, I don't know.
Let's say we have to stay in size categories.
Chupacabra looks like it has wings in that picture.
This one?
Oh, no, sorry. I was looking at the Jersey Devil.
Yeah, Jersey Devil's got wings.
So if we took, like, a mermaid and the Flatwoods Monster.
I'm pretty sure the Flatwoods Monster could take on the fucking Kraken. I'm looking at the Flatwoods Monster, and I'm like, I'm physically uncomfortable. Like, it's, I don't know, just one of those things that, like, there's some things that just visually make
me uncomfortable. This thing is like, the Sasquatch doesn't really feel like a threatening...
Like, he seems like a cool guy.
He's just like, hey, man.
Has anyone ever made a scary movie with a Sasquatch in it? I doubt it.
I don't think so. And they're not really that scary. They're just really hairy people.
Yeah. And we have those in today.
Yeah. They live in parents' basements.
Hairy dudes. Mm-hmm. Look, this flying lizard dragon. Ooh. Ooh. I didn't know that one. Wait, what?
The Usual Suspects picture.
What?
On the right. To your right, that one.
That's the
Flatwoods.
No, that's the Owlman, I think.
There's an alien on there.
Yeah, Gray. You remember Grays, right? Do you ever see Paul?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that. Like the standard, like the big head, big black eyes.
Is that Paul into cryptozoology?
I guess. I'd say so, maybe.
It doesn't really seem like it.
I don't know what this little fucker is. Maybe that's Chupa Thingy. That's a big ass boar. I don't know what that is. That's pretty cool.
Jackal.
I believe that's a picture for the new King Kong movie.
Ugh.
Mothman. That's Mothman. This is Mothman.
Oh, I see. So I wonder how much cryptozoology falls into the same world of H.P. Lovecraft. Like, I wonder if he did a lot of, like, cryptozoology research before he...
Well, I wonder if I'm gonna look up the...
Back in his time, cryptozoology would be probably a big thing.
Much more than now. I wanna see when, like...
More believable than...
If there's a history... Let's see. 1967. That's the very famous one. Oh, 1847. Yeah. So I'd say so. But back in because H.P. Lovecraft was like 1920s.
Yeah.
So there was a lot more mystery about.
Well, yeah. There was a lot more you didn't know. And like people were constantly learning new things and sharing it. So.
And not just that, but like if someone. If you heard a story about someone went missing in the woods,
that
was a lot more of a big deal back then.
It was like, obviously they didn't get lost, they got taken by some creature.
Yeah, there was the religious fanaticism, and no one really, like, no one knew, like, oh, they probably just died.
Well, that's probably why a very large amount of people who read H.P. Lovecraft believed a lot of it so heavily.
But H.P. Lovecraft is a much bigger scale than cryptozoology.
But the cryptozoology probably just backed the fears of the unknown.
So spooky!
And then you have the fears of the unknown of H.P. Lovecraft, which he wrote this whole world around, right?
A mythos. He made a mythos. Prey is very Lovecraftian.
Oh, is it?
It's very, very Lovecraftian.
Okay, that's enough.
That's all I'm going to say.
Good for you.
It's very Lovecraftian. Shh! It's got very Lovecraftian tones.
You already gave the whole game away. Asshole.
And then Cthulhu comes out and he's all like, beep, beep,
beep, beep. Swear to God. Did you finish that game?
I beat it.
You playing it again?
I might replay it on like the hardest difficulty.
Yeah.
Because like there's definitely a lot of replayability to it.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because there's the... Even just mechanics wise.
Yeah.
Like you can, because Bethesda is very big in the like choose your path.
Mm.
So it's like you can just go and like I built my character to be kind of stealthy and mechanical.
Be like rampaging.
Yeah, you could just go on full guns, picking up like soda machines and throwing them at enemies.
Ah, classic Rampage. What were we gonna say? It's about.
We were gonna pick two monsters to fight each other.
Oh yeah, we're gonna go to black.
Let's.
I pick a leprechaun.
No. I want to see the full. Oh, a jackalope. I pick a jackalope.
Wow, useless. I pick whatever the Cthulhu creature loot.
A kraken.
Oh, it's a kraken.
A kraken. Hoax, duck-billed platypus. Clearly fake. Clearly fake.
Push me, pull. It's a llama with two heads.
It's a...
On either end.
Mongolian death worm.
Was that from that movie? What's that movie with the creature?
Tremors.
That... Tremors.
That's basically the Mongolian... It's a documentary about the Mongolian death worm.
Oh, God.
Do you remember the Sidehill Gouger?
No.
That was a story that my grandpa told me. It's basically it's a marsupial, I think, or a mammal maybe, but it has two long legs on its left side, and it has two short legs on its right side, and it walks around mountains and gouges the side hill. So all of the trails that you find
around the mountain
are made by the Sidehill Gouger. Because it gouges the side hill.
It can only turn right.
Yeah.
It can't turn left.
Yeah. Side. Side. Hill. Yeah, see? Side hill gouger.
Wow.
Oh, Jesus. He's spooky. That's like a crazy little monkey man. What the f... Wait, is it a real beast?
Yeah, no. You just clicked on that image. Go back. Hit back.
Yeah?
No. Hit back.
Back?
No. Now hit images. No. Now hit images. There you go.
Sidehill gouger, bro. Yeah, see? Two long legs and two short legs. I can't talk.
That's how they make mountains.
That's how Sidehill Gouger. That's the Sidehill Gouger.
That's messed up.
Well, it's like a drop bear. Oh, it lays eggs. Interesting.
Oh, it's not a mammal.
It's a platypus. Wild haggis. Well, I think these are obviously fake. Oh yeah, see, tree octopus, drop bear. See, I told you about the drop bear. Dangerous.
Oh, it looks like a koala.
It's a deadly. It's a deadly koala.
It's a photoshopped koala with really large teeth.
highly dangerous. Hoop snake.
I feel like I should be doing the internet. This is probably not good podcasting.
That's great. It's great podcasting. Should we do another? Should we?
Yeah,
do
hold on. I forgot to be on the break.
Okay, and we're back again. I was about to say, should we like roll another thing, or can we keep riffing off of Bigfoot combat?
Oh, there's so little more Bigfoot to go through.
Bigfoot, Chupacabra, Ogopogo. Who else? Those terrifying beasts.
There's the Flatwood tree.
The
creature.
Flatwood, I'm gonna have nightmares, monster.
Yeah, I'm surprised there hasn't been a horror movie made about that creature.
Shit, yeah.
That'd be a great horror movie.
But it's one of those things where if you put it on film, you have to make a practical effect. Like, it works in those shitty kind of drawings because it's kind of, it's like Uncanny Valley. But right. if you made a giant ant, like, actually, well, hold on.
Stop interneting.
No, but.
It's not helping the podcast.
There were several, like, high-res versions of it where it just looked like a weird alien.
Right, but the low-res cartoons.
The low, like, because your brain fills in the rest.
Right.
And you can't really do that with film.
It's the fear of the unknown.
Yeah.
I feel like it would be really creepy, though. Like, if you did, like, some kind of spooky... Maybe that was the creature in the darkest hour.
Remember that, everyone? Episode 2!
So creepy.
I'm gonna make that movie.
The darkest hour?
One day.
It'll be the
best. No, wait. I can't remember. There was one that I actually wanted to make.
The Brightest Hour?
No. It was one of the ones where we did movie titles, and I was like, I want to make this movie.
There were so many. Maybe I'm Communist Manifesto? No, that's a comic book.
And it's not Communist Manifesto. It's The Real Adventures of Communist Manifesto.
The Real Adventures of Communist and Manifesto.
No. Just Communist Manifesto. We've established the lore.
We're
not going
to be separate names? Communist and Manifesto?
No, because we're both Communist Manifesto.
Oh, as a group. But individually, who are we?
We are Communist. No, it's not. That's the thing about Communist Manifesto, is it transcends you know, standard naming type.
I see.
It's not I'm Communist Manifesto.
Oh, it's
and you're,
we are the people.
We are Communist Manifesto.
When in doubt, talk about Communist Manifesto.
Communist Manifesto could defeat all the cryptozoological creatures. Communist Manifesto could single-handedly defeat 2 million Sasquatches.
I feel like if, like, a cryptozoology creature was found out to be real, like the Ogopogo or the Bigfoot or something.
Yeah.
That, like, one of those, it might actually, like, it would probably become a delicacy. People would want to eat it.
Really? But like, that's the thing with the Ogopogo is that really, realistically, there'd be only one.
Yeah, that's true. But how long do you think it would live for before somebody tried to kill it?
0 minutes. Have you seen that new movie, Monster Truck?
No.
It's about a monster truck with a monster in it. That's why it's called Monster Truck.
That sounds
and
like
that's,
a terrible
and
movie.
That's the plot
I'm
of the
not
movie.
Sure why you brought it up.
Because we're talking about cryptozoological creatures.
And that's weird.
Speaking of terrible movies, have you seen the newest trailer for the Emoji Movie? Because they basically give the entire plot away.
Wait, what?
You don't know about the... Wait, do you know not know about the Emoji Movie?
No.
Yeah, there's a movie about that's entirely about emojis.
That is awful.
Yep, and it's and like they don't even try. They do not even try. They totally phone it in.
Is it like? It's not. It's not live action, obviously.
No, it's animated. It's animated. It's animated.
But is it like? Is there any actual dialogue?
Yeah, think Inside Out meets Complete Garbage. So, like, you know, it's the inside of a phone.
Well, I thought Inside Out was actually complete garbage anyway.
Really? Why didn't you like Inside Out?
The plot is fucking boring as hell.
I thought it was pretty good. Wait, well, what was boring about it?
It's just the storyline was like, we're in this new place. And, I don't know.
Okay, well, then don't go watch the Emoji Movie.
I thought the most exciting part about the whole Inside Out was, like, the first 20 minutes of the movie. I was like, ooh, what's gonna happen? What's gonna happen? And then I learned what happened, and I was like,
oh,
this is so boring. Yeah.
But what about Lewis Black voicing anger? Get it?
Because
Lewis Black sounds angry all the time. Get it?
You are correct.
Did you get it? It's funny because Lewis Black is angry all the time.
What?
Guardians of the Galaxy 2?
I haven't seen it.
Oh!
I want to see...
It's so funny.
I want to see Guardians of the Galaxy 2, I want to see Alien Covenant, and I want to see Pirates of the Caribbean 5.
I don't know if I want to see Pirates of the Caribbean 5. I might wait till it's on DVD.
I want to see Javier Bardem as spooky zombie
he's
pirate.
Pretty much the only reason why I want to see it.
He's just so creepy.
I could do without Will Smith, and
I like watching Johnny Depp be Johnny Depp.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. Four
was bad.
Was
four was bad.